Howdy, y'all. Welcome to Amelia's Weekly Fish Fry, this here podcast brought to you by eejournal.com. I'm Amelia Dalton, and we're headed into the land of EDA this week. This year's Design Automation Conference is in Austin, Texas. Yeehaw! So get your 10-gallon hat and your spurs strapped on tight. We're saddling up and headed down south. DAC Chairman Chuck Alpert joins us to talk about Austin food trucks, the first ever DAC art show, and robots. And EDA software, of course. Check it out. Hi, Chuck. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Great to be here.
So DAC is my favorite conference of the entire year, and it's coming to Austin, Texas this time around. So, Chuck, what new stuff can we expect at this year's conference and expo?
Well, DAC is my favorite conference as well. In fact, it's great that it's in Austin this year because that's also my hometown for the last 20 years. This year at DAC, we're doing all kinds of great new stuff. For one, we are hosting the first ever DAC Silicon Technology Art Show. What we have done is take submissions from our community, and we're going to get images of their algorithms, of their chip die shot, of visualizations, anything that's kind of showcases the beauty of the work we do every day. We're going to go ahead and print it on canvas, display it, and have a nice show, and also have awards for the best submission. So this is going to be a really exciting thing to kind of help advertise the awesome stuff we do in EDA. That's one thing. Another thing we have done is we've revamped Training Day on Thursday. Duolos has done Training Day on Thursday, and they're going to continue to do so because that's been a very successful program. But we've expanded it to include executive training from the UT Macomb School of Business, and we have a really great program there as well. So instead of having a management day this year, we actually have professional training at a really great price for that kind of education on Thursday. So people should stick around one more day to attend that. And then we also are going to do C++ training on Training Day as well. And this is not for your, I want to learn C++, but rather for those experts who want to really know all the nuances and tricks of the trade. So this is great for EDA developers or grad students. One thing that frustrates me about DAC in general has been that, you know, when it's time to get lunch, you got to go leave the convention and go find lunch at a local restaurant. You can lose a lot of valuable time that you could be spending on the floor or networking. So this year, what we're doing is we're bringing some local Austin flair to DAC in terms of food trucks. So we're going to have food trucks parked outside the convention center, right outside. We're also going to let them set up inside the convention center on the show floor so you can get much higher quality cuisine than maybe you might expect from your convention center Starbucks, for example. But yeah, also a diverse set, and then you can stay on the floor and enjoy the show longer as well, so we're bringing that. We have the World of IoT this year. We're putting this in the center of the floor. So this year, the World of IoT is going to consist of three things: the IP Pavilion, the Makers Market, and the Embedded Pavilion. So these are three different areas where we'll showcase IP, the up-and-coming trend of doing-yourself Makers Market, and also our reach into the embedded space. All will be located there. Another thing about the World of IoT is that's where you can get your parking validated. So if you're a local and you drive to DAC and you want to know where to park, you can actually park for free at the Austin Convention Center. Go to the World of IoT and validate your parking. And also this year on the show floor, one thing we're doing for fun is we're sponsoring the NXP Cup. What it is you get these little race car kits and you can program them to drive themselves. So it's basically self-driving cars at a miniature level, and they race around this racetrack. And they have competitions at the high school levels, and we're going to host the finals at DAC this year. But we're also going to open it up for other people to participate as well. So if you want to just go in and really be a tinker with these race cars, anybody can do it as well. That's going to be a really fun thing to see.
I love it, especially that food truck part. So there always is a number of really cool keynotes, and I saw this year the Thursday keynote is all about robots. So tell my audience more about the keynotes at this year's DAC.
Yeah, so with the Thursday keynote, we definitely maybe go off the beaten path a little bit, and here we're doing that. We're bringing in Peter Stone from the University of Texas, and his research is about machine learning for soccer robots. And they basically, you know, one of the grand challenges that has been issued over the years is like, well, can we teach robots to play soccer? And so they have these competitions worldwide where they have different teams of these robots play soccer against each other, and you have to program them. And his group has basically won championships in this field, and he's going to tell us about how he does it, hopefully have some fun videos about soccer highlights, and so it'll be fun, but also really educational.
So Chuck, what about the other three keynotes?
So on Monday, we kick it off with Lars Rieger. He's the CTO for the automotive group at NXP, and so he'll talk about all the stuff that's happening, whether it's self-driving cars, but in terms of the actual silicon and designs that are happening to support the changing automotive industry. On Tuesday, we have Samir Halapit from NVIDIA, and of course, NVIDIA is known for constructing big, complex GPUs, and he's going to tell us a little bit about how they actually do that. On Wednesday, we have Mark Papermaster. He is the CTO of AMD, and for those who know about Mark Papermaster, he used to be involved in the design of Apple's iPhone products, and then before that at IBM, so he has experience with designing really innovative products, and he's going to talk about that. The title of his keynote is The Challenge of Designing Truly Great Products. So that's our keynote lineup.
So there are always a number of different tracks at DAC, and this year they include IoT and security. So tell my audience a bit about these two and what the rest of the tracks will be offered this year.
So DAC has different tracks, and the way to think of these tracks has been, historically, we might say, okay, you know, today is IP Day, and here's Auto Day or something like that, and we basically design a track here. However, the content has been exploding so much that we've sort of just done a better job of just embedding it into the program. So if you go to the DAC website and you like click on track and click apply under the conference tab, once you go there, you can see there's 13 different sessions on security. I just did this right before our interview, and then like, I don't know how much there is. Then I looked and I clicked IoT, and we have 22 sessions on that. And we have 10 on automotive. Looking at IP, we had 19 different IP sections. So still, the bulk is in EDA and also for the designer track. This year, by the way, we have 27 sessions in the designer track itself, which is up from 16 last year. So basically, there's just a lot of great content. There's something for everybody.
So I love the I Love DAC program, and I see that it's back again this year. So what all does it include?
Okay, so I Love DAC is a way for anybody to attend the conference for free on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So that's every single day that the show is open on the floor. And of course, the main thing is we want people to come to the exhibit floor and see all the different exhibitors and things going on there. But there's a lot else that they can attend as well. The keynotes are open to ILDAC attendees, as are the evening poster sessions. These are every day on the floor at 5 o'clock. They can attend all the receptions after DAC. And then there's also the pavilion, and the pavilion has a lot of great content. It includes the daily Sky Talks, and includes the CEO Unscripted with the big three CEOs. It includes teardowns of a drone this year. We're doing a hoverboard, and we're doing an Apple device. So there's just a lot of exciting stuff they can do. But I Love DAC is great, but I also want to sort of highlight that the designer track is a fantastic deal for $99. Just a little bit more than I Love DAC, you get a three-day program of three parallel sessions, which includes the IP track as well, so it's designer and IP track, and you basically have a mini-conference in and of itself to attend for a great value. So that's also something that I Love DAC attendees should take a look at.
All right, Chuck, I gotta ask about the parties. What kind of fun Austin-related parties are at this year's conference?
Well, the parties are generally up to kind of the different companies to throw. And of course, on Tuesday night, there's the Cadence Denali party, which I'm aware of. And there's also on Tuesday night, the Stars of IP party. I'm not sure yet what's being cooked up for the other nights, Monday or Sunday or Wednesday, but I do know that, of course, every day, DAC has its own party before the parties. We have the chairs reception Sunday from 5:30 to 7, and then Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday from 6 to 7, we have the receptions after the floor closes, and then also on Thursday from 5:30 to 6:30. So you can always get warmed up with the pre-DAC party before you go to the big private parties.
And that I will be doing. Well, I think that's all I have time for today. Thank you so much for joining me, Chuck. I will see you at DAC this year.
Great. I'll see you there.
And now it's time for a little news you may have missed. Mosquito edition. Sure, mosquitoes have been in the news a lot these days. But have you heard about the mosquito-killing billboard? Even further, did you know that you can download the plans to build your very own mosquito-killing billboard? It's true. These killer billboards, created by a collaboration between PosterScope and NBS, actually mimic human breath and sweat by emitting a solution of lactic acid and carbon dioxide. Mosquitoes are drawn from a radius up to a mile and a half, wow, to this siren song solution, and then with a little help from some fluorescent lights that outline the billboard, bam, get stuck in the billboard and die. This special solution has been designed especially for the mosquito that carries dengue, Zika, and chikungunya. and has already been implemented in two of these killer billboards in Rio de Janeiro. And yes, more are planned. So, what about building one of these bad boys for your backyard? Or Amelia's backyard? Because mosquitoes love me. Yes, sirree. Below the player on this week's fish frying page on eejournal.com, I've included a link where you can check out the blueprint of the mosquito killer billboard, and you can also download the project file and contact poster scope for more information. And my birthday is coming up in just a couple months, and yes, I will install one of these billboards in my backyard. I'm just saying. Hey, have you checked out EE Journal on social media yet? Well, you should. You can find us at facebook.com/EEJournal. If you're into Twitter, you can monitor our tweets at EEJournalTFM. And hey, if Google Plus is your thing, you can also join our circle on Google Plus. We also have a YouTube channel, keyword EE Journal, chock full of all kinds of techie videos, our very own popular Chalk Talk webcast series, and our video series called On the Scene. And you can subscribe to our EE Journal YouTube channel as well. By clicking the links below the player on this week's Fish Fryin' page, you can also grab our Fish Fryin' RSS feed or subscribe to Fish Fry via the iTunes Store. And remember, if you want any further information about the stories covered in today's show, head on over to eejournal.com and look for this week's Fish Fryin' page. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. If you know of any cool new technology, any fun EE conference coming up that I absolutely should attend, or perhaps the best geeky hotspot in your city, shoot me a line at amelia@eejournal.com or post a comment on our forums on EE Journal. For the week of April 29th, 2016, I'm Amelia Dalton, and you've been fried.